This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is actually Stoney in for the vacationing Jim Costa. He is John Jansen. She is Heather Park. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Kyrie Irving. Why are you bringing up Kyrie Irving? Well, Kyrie Irving, as I don't know, to be polite, I guess would say would be mercurial. Would that be a word to describe him?
Yeah, or he's odd.
Odd, bizarre, you know, flat earther, that whole deal, some other stuff, controversial things that he's been involved with. But actually, the last couple of years in Dallas,
he's been relatively silent.
Yeah, he's played some really good basketball, plays through pain a lot. You know, he does get injured a lot. There's no doubt about it. He's a terrific basketball player. There's no doubt about it. He played for the, you know, United States Olympic team in 2016. Kyrie was born in Australia, where his father was playing basketball for the one of John's favorite teams, the now defunct Bulleen Boomers.
Yes, the Boomers.
Of the Southeastern Australian Basketball League.
Mm-hmm.
And his father, so he holds Australian citizenship. Kyrie Irving said right now, quote, "We are in the process of making the switch from Team USA. Just trying to figure out what's going to be the best route for me to be eligible to play for Australia in the Olympics. There's a lot of paperwork between that. Team USA still has a decision to make. I'm just trying to do what's best for me. Honestly, if I can be an Aussie at one point in my career and play for the Australian team, that would be great." You know, look, I know it's still
a problem with that.
Yeah, I do have a little problem with that.
And that is?
Once you have played for one country, unless you, you know, move and live in that other country for a substantial period of time, you shouldn't be able to switch and play for another country. And it's not just, this is not an anti-Kyrie Irving. I was appalled when Chris Chelios, who we all love, tried out for the Greece bobsled team because he has Greek heritage. His grandparents were born in Greece. To me.
So you have a problem with somebody honoring their heritage?
Yes, I do, for the Olympics. Yes. If
really?
if you're an American, if you're born in America, the United States of America, you should be play for the United States. Or if you were born somewhere else, you might have dual citizenship.
Which Kyrie Irving does have, and he was born in Australia.
I had a problem with Joel Embiid deciding to be playing for the United States, and you know, because France was all pissed off because he lived there for a long time. Actually, he probably should have played for, I think Cameroon was where he was born. Just play for the country you're born in and raised. And once you make that decision,
you can't.
No, you're done. You play for your country.
So
too many times, it's a lot of people just trying to, you know, make a publicity stunt. I don't think Kyrie Irving is, in this case, a publicity stunt. but somebody who's not good enough to play for a particular country that they were born in and raised in said, you know what, I'm not good enough. I wasn't good enough to make the United States bobsled team. I'll try to make it for Greece because grandpa was born in Greece. I think that's BS. And look, another thing, like the World Baseball Classic, I don't know if because baseball's been out of the Olympics a little bit. I think it's coming back. Like the World Baseball Classic, it's like every Jew from who plays professional baseball in the United States plays for Israel. Even though you have no Israeli heritage, just because you're Jewish and you sympathize with Israel or whatever, that means you should play for Israel? No, you should play for the United States if you're good enough. Sorry, I'm not good enough to play for the United States. I have a cousin, who grew up in Aruba. I'll play for Aruba.
Well, come on, so really? If you're not good enough to compete for the United States, yet you have, as Heather would put it, your people are in other parts of this world, I have no problem with that. Because if you're not good enough to make the U.S. team, but you're good enough to make one of these other countries, I don't think the U.S. team should feel threatened. You already didn't make it here.
I'm not even worried about the United States being threatened. It's just, to me, it's common sense. You play for your country.
Yes, but also be another country. If you want to honor grandpa, grandma, whatever it is, your people, I have no problem if you're going to go play for another country. I mean, initially when I saw this, I thought, okay, well, I just need to investigate this. Is Kyrie Irving, because he's weird, is he just going to go play for another country simply because he might not make the 28 team here for USA basketball and just wants to be in the Olympics? That's a different case. But he was born in Australia. He has maintained dual citizenship. So I have no problem with Kyrie Irving doing that. Yeah, he did win a gold medal for USA. Thank you very much. And he's going to go to Australia and compete for that team. If it ends up playing out that way, I've got no problem with that. And if you have heritage, your family tree is in other parts of this world, I have no problem with you going and playing for another country.
It's like Olympic free agency, for crying out loud. Yes, I'm hyperbolizing a little bit. I just think once you make that decision, like if he would have decided to play for Australia from the get-go, that's fine. You know, you were born there. I get it. He keeps switching. Suppose he was younger. He said, you know, after playing for Australia, you know what? I like the back of the United States. You know, I'd rather play for the red, white, and blue again and go back and forth. I mean, it's stupid, in my opinion.
Well, and you're allowed your opinion.
Yes.
And I have no problem with it. As long as there is a family connection or you have, you know, citizenship in another country.
What's your line of delineation?
Your line of demarcation. Yes. It has to be, you have to be directly off the trunk of the tree. So it's not, I had a distant cousin that was, lived in Serbia. So I'm going to go play for the Serbian national basketball team.
Right.
He was born, he spent 2 years in Australia, has maintained dual citizenship, and I have no problem with him going over there and playing.
You know what? The perfect phrase for this would be the transfer deportal.
Yes, you're right. Brett Hull, some ticket text. Brett Hull was born in Canada and played for Team USA, Stoney. Simmer down. I know that, but he didn't play for, I don't believe he played for Canada, and then he played for the United States. He chose
some guys
one.
Aren't going to. That's fine.
Kyrie was left off the last two Olympic teams, so what's the big deal for another country?
Yeah.
Stoney, Kyrie was blackballed from the USA Olympics the last run. That's why he's doing this. All right, Kyrie, maybe that is a decent...
It's acceptable. It raises to the Stoney standard?
It might, yes. However, I'm talking about the other stuff is even worse. The Chelios thing, I don't understand it.
So if you've been blackballed by your country, you can go play for another country.
Yeah, exactly. How does he have heritage on the other side of the world if it's flat?
Well, he's just going to fly there in a straight line. This is, to me, such a Stoney take.
I know. I just saw it. I said, really? You're going to play for the Australia?
I saw that last night, and I thought, we're going to have to talk about this because And I talked to my wife about it as well. And I left the name out. I said, hey, this is a situation. There's an athlete has competed for the U.S. in the Olympics. And she says, well, what sport? I said, shouldn't matter what the sport is. And I told her, you know, this is the set of circumstances. They were born in another country, lived there for a couple of years. Do you have a problem if they were to go play in that other country for the Olympics? And she said, no, but you know, it may matter that there's a different hierarchy in sports was her, you know, take on this. Because I know it happened recently with a figure skater in China in the last Winter Olympics. And it was more of a, they were going to pay her a certain sum of money. And I don't remember what the name was. She came up with it, and you know, figure skating is not in my wheelhouse.
Right.
But I think there are certain situations where I'd say no, but in this one, I have no problem with it.
248-539-9797.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What if they are dual citizens, Stoney? Like, I'm American and Canadian. That's from Joe, not in Harbor Springs anymore.
No.
And so it's okay if you play for one of them, but I don't think you can switch and go back and forth. That's my point. If he had started playing for Australia, because he was born there, I'd have no problem with that. Harry Holm, there's kids on your lawn. This isn't an old man take.
Kind of is.
Not really.
Kind of is.
Dual citizenship is different than people who can't make the USA team and then get citizenship to play for a different country. One of Chelios' sons played for Team China at the last Olympics.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous, but different than Kyrie, Anthony, and Ann Arbor. Stoney, I know your daughter used to be a gymnast. No, she wasn't. She was an equestrian. But if she wasn't good enough for the U.S. Olympic team, but in your words, made the Israeli Olympic team, would you tell her not to go compete?
I would
I'd support her, but I would say he should have been good enough to make our
daddy
team.
Daddy doesn't approve.
Well, that'd be the equestrian, right?
Yeah.
I printed that strictly because there's Stoney's daughters, neither one of them was a gymnast. I was extremely confident that unless there was some part of Stoney I didn't know about.
No, they did the little kids' gym stuff, as all little girls do, but no. Why not just pick teams if no one is going to play for their country? That's even more hyperbolic than what I would say, but yes.
Yes. And again, I do think there needs to be a family connection. Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, part of your heritage is entwined in that other country. And I have no issue with that, especially if, in this case, Kyrie Irving, he was born there, spent 2 years there, has dual citizenship. I don't care. And this is coming from, I would have always loved to have participated in the Olympics. Now, for me, it would have been like, I know where my grandparents came from and their heritage, but for me, it would have only been for the United States. But that's me. I'm not going to hold that same value system to other players, other athletes that want to just simply play on the world's biggest stage for some of their respective sports.
Yeah. Like if I was good enough at something, could I have said, okay, my great-grandparents were born in Russia, I believe. So I played for Russia? Well, maybe.
They would have
kicked me out. Yes. By the way, Clay Thompson recently tried to make a similar move to play for the Bahamas. He was denied. Likewise, on the women's side, I always forget how to pronounce her name. Nakia Ogunmike and Elizabeth Williams were prevented from playing for Nigeria. So, by the way, one of the more famous Australian basketball players who competed against Michigan in the national championship from 1989, Andrew Gaze of Seton Hall. He's Australian. He's played for the Australian Olympic team. He's from Australia. He says he'd love to see Kyrie play for Australia.
Sure he would. He's a good basketball player.
He's a great basketball player.
And probably better than most that they have available. And who knows? I mean, we're talking about 3 years down the road.
Correct.
So it's not like it's right around the corner. And again, if you haven't had the opportunity, now he played in 2014, gold medal in the World Cup. 2010, the FIBA Americas, under 18 championship, gold medal. He's played for the U.S. in a lot of different forums. But if he's either going to be blackballed or just not good enough to make USA basketball team, and he has dual citizenship, there's no. I don't see the issue. I don't know why your panties are all in a ruffle on this one.
We don't want Kyrie on our team. Sign Mel Gibson. Men at Work. Hugh Jackman. Agree with Stoney. This is a big problem in tennis, a worldwide sport. Naomi Osaka was born in Japan, but they moved to the United States when she was a baby. She learned how to play, and as a product of the United States Tennis Association, she should represent the United States, not Japan. That's from Adam in Brighton. Well, she was born in Japan, so I get why she wants to play for Japan, but I'd have a problem. I don't have a problem with that, but I have a problem if she decided, all right, I played for Japan in this Olympics. Next Olympiad, I'm going to play for the United States. That's the problem, I think. Paul from Commerce says Stoney is 100% correct. Well, there's a blind squirrel every day. Thank you.
Do you guys think this ever, I'm trying to help Stoney out here a little bit, even though I side with you. We're in a blended world now.
It's a global.
And if you have, whatever. I think this all starts with Stoney. At the core, do you just think you should have to be born in a country to play for a country? Much like the presidency of the United States. You have to be born.
Yeah, pretty much.
Line was crossed so far ago. Like, why are you getting?
I don't know. I've always felt. The Olympics, it's...
Well, you grew up with international sports that you had to pretty much be born in the country to play it, and that's changed over time, but we're 20 years, 30 years down the road now with this.
That's why, I mean, when they say get off my lawn, it kind of is old man take.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.